LAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Stephanie Officer. The city of Philadelphia has implemented a contingency plan as nearly 10,000 city workers went on strike early Tuesday morning. Until a deal is reached, the strike will impact several services around the city, including trash pickup and 911 calls. The suspect in Sunday's deadly ambush of Idaho firefighters has been identified as a 20-year-old man from Arizona. Officials say Wes Rowley may have been living in his car but had no criminal record. This neighbor says it happened where she hikes for exercise.
I'm just in shock that why this individual picked, of all places, Canfield Mountain in Coeur d'Alene to do this kind of thing, especially to ambush firefighters that are only doing their job.
Officials have identified the deceased as 42-year-old Battalion Chief Frank Harwood and 52-year-old Battalion Chief John Morrison. 47-year-old engineer Dave Tisdall underwent two successful surgeries for his gunshot wounds and is in critical condition. This is ABC News. Jury deliberations are expected to continue later this morning at former music mogul Sean Diddy Combs' sex trafficking trial in New York. Jurors getting their instructions from the judge Monday. ABC's Aaron Kutursky with the details.
A potential snag as the jury begins deciding the racketeering and sex trafficking charges against Sean Combs. An hour into deliberations, the foreperson sent a note saying they were concerned one of the jurors cannot follow your honor's instructions. That juror is a 51-year-old scientist with a doctorate in molecular biology. The note did not make clear what the issue was, and the judge sent back a note of his own, telling the jury to follow his instructions and return to deliberations.
Data from the TSA shows June 27th and June 29th were the 7th and 8th busiest days in TSA history. The TSA expects to screen 18.5 million travelers this holiday, with 2.9 million passengers expected to pass through security checkpoints July 6th. I'm Stephanie Officer, ABC News.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
It's National Handshake Day, but I find the idea that you just meet someone and you're holding a body part of theirs kind of odd. Hello, stranger. I'd like to squeeze your hand. Let's have an intimate act here. I have no idea where it's been or how you choose to use your hand in your spare time, but I'd like to hold it for a while. Unless it's a friend. Look, I don't know why we have to touch each other when we barely know each other.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
PJ Leash, the bug guy, he heads the entomology department at UW-Madison, and we are talking ticks.
When a deer tick transmits Lyme disease, it takes 36 hours, so about a day and a half. And that's why, in my mind, one of the single best things you can do as a precaution is to do regular tick checks. Because you've removed it, your risk goes down greatly to basically zilch.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Wisconsin has a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
A new contract for Bobby Portis. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks reached a deal over the weekend for 30-year-old Bobby Portis to remain in Milwaukee. It's a 3-year contract worth $44 million. They've also made an offer to 23-year-old guard Ryan Rollins to stay with the team. Baseball, a travel day for the Brewers. They play the Mets tomorrow night. The Crew losing 4-3 in extra innings after Trevor Megill gave up a game-tying home run to former Brewer Orlando Arcia in the ninth.
Yeah, obviously, I mean, everybody's a big leaguer for a reason. And, you know, their season's obviously not going the way they want it to, but, you know, they still got 19 wins on the board, and one of them was today. So it is what it is, and, fix it and move forward.
The Rockies' Kyle Farmer.
Our record isn't very good, obviously. We're just taking day by day, and for us to come back and keep fighting is a positive. We just got to keep doing that and take the positives out of a win and just kind of slowly get back to it.
That's Rockies infielder Kyle Farmer with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A stray shower storm this evening, otherwise mostly clear and a low in the upper 50s tonight. Sunshine and warmer for tomorrow, high in the low 80s. Another slight storm chance Wednesday and Thursday. A little more humidity as well, highs into the mid 80s. It's 67 right now.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll continue to monitor the budget process both in D.C. and Madison. And what's worse for the holidays, ketchup or mustard? Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Tracy Ann Mangold, how would you describe what it is that Brian Schimming is caught in the crossfires of?
He's the first paid state chair that they've ever had. And so the belief was that maybe that'll increase his ability to fundraise for the state. Obviously, that has not worked out so well. I've been told that he thinks 4 phone calls a day to fundraise is a lot, which, you know, isn't.
104 might be a good start.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, our fantastic producer and engineer back at the home station in Madison, Wisconsin. We are coming to you live here at WGBW in Green Bay, Wisconsin, on a beautiful day. It is Monday, June 30th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Welcome in, everybody, to hour number 2 of the big program, 6 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Glad to be with you. Many thanks to Trigvi Olson and Pat Kreitlow for filling in hour number 1. Also, thank you to State Senator Keller Royce for being here on the show talking about the state budget. Mr. Zommers, how are you doing on this fine Monday?
Doing well. You know, I had a nice, relaxing weekend. One of my friends from college came to visit, so good to see people you haven't seen in a while.
Well, good for you.
And, yeah, it's a good day to be inside if you're me. How are you doing?
I'm well. Is the camera down there still not working, or are you just choosing not to be on camera?
I just had it off because otherwise it was covering you up.
Oh, okay. Well, some people would say that's all for the best, but nice to see your smiley face. Again, many thanks to Pat and Trigvi for filling in hour number 1. And I was listening to the show the first hour, because I was on the road, and it was number 1, it was fantastic. Trigvi and Pat always do a great job, and Zommers as well. And I heard Pat talking about it sounded very secret, very clandestine. Todd will tell you what's going on. So here's the deal. Here's why Pat, and what a mensch he is, to use a word, for filling in, because it is the 80th birthday today of my stepmom, Mary. Mary Albaugh here in Shawano, and her party was, and I'm not sure if this was a sign or not, her party was from 1 until 4 on a Monday afternoon, which is great because a lot of her friends, that's the best time for her. And I said, well, that's going to be a little tough for me to make it, but let me see what I can do. So Pat and Trigvi were kind enough to say, well, we'll help you out. They did hour number 1, and then I left at basically the start of the show. I got in the old truck and motored over here to the beautiful studios of WGBW. Many thanks to their great general manager here, Todd Michaels, for taking pity and saying, sure, we can put you up here. So I'm in one of the studios here. Not in the Pete Schwabba studio today, because Pete has to get ready for his show later on tonight from 6 until 8. But, was over in Shawano, celebrated with cake and root beer floats. It was a beautiful day. Big crowd for Mary. Well-deserved. And it's still going on. So my stepbrother Mike is there, but also my brother-in-law Mike is there. So
two
brother-in-law
mics?
Mike. What? Two mics. Two mics for the price of one. So brother-in-law Mike has taken. I was the cake server. 4 cakes. Lemon, which went well. Black Forest, which only a slice left when I left the party. Then you had your carrot cake with walnut and your turtle cake. And my sister was on bar duties doing root beer floats, diet or regular. So that was a big party. It was, as Ken Lewis likes to say, good time had by all. So happy birthday to my stepmom, Mary, and thanks for everybody for letting me get an hour of that in. You're not going to want to miss this hour here now that we're back in the show. Lots going on this hour. At the bottom of the hour, two new folks from Wisconsin to watch. This is always great, Zommers, when somebody makes their radio debut. And so Maggie and No from Wisconsin Watch will be in making their radio debut right here on the show. Going to be talking a little bit about the budget process. I know you guys talked about it in hour one. They're going to give us some journalistic updates. Where is this all going? What does this all mean? And also a little bit on the federal budget as well. Ron Johnson getting a case of the yips over the weekend. He was a no, and then he was a yes. So we'll talk to them about that a little bit as well. Maybe take a phone call or two. But right now, Zommers, 10 minutes past. By the way, before we do the what's worse, I don't want to talk about this today too much because we're a little short on time. I'm going to get into it tomorrow. So join the show tomorrow. Because, and people who listen to this show know, I grew up in Richland Center. I've now spent half my life in Madison. And I love Madison, Wisconsin. But I'll tell you, I was rarely so happy to get out of Madison this weekend than for the big Morgan Wallen concert. Concerts are back at Camp Randall, and for the economy and all that, fantastic. But boy, there were some different folks in town.
That's what I stayed home because of that. My friend was here for a conference that he had to go to for work that was downtown. So he saw a lot of the crowd.
I had a lot of off-the-record conversations this weekend, by the way. We're going to talk more about those tomorrow as well. But one of the folks said this that I was talking to this weekend. I said, you nailed it. And they said, well, don't tell anybody I said it. I said, all right. But this individual, I was trying to describe. I said, look, I've gone to country music. I like country music, like Kenny Chesney, Johnny Cash, Willie Nelson. I was at the Willie Nelson concert at Bree Stevens Field in Madison last year. And, you know, country music fans are great. But these were not your typical country music fans you find in Wisconsin for the most part. I know there were country music fans in Wisconsin that went to the big Morgan Wallen concert. But I couldn't nail it. And this individual said they're rich country fans. I said, yes, that's it. They ain't the run-of-the-mill country fans. These people are the wealthy. Because I mean, some of these women, as my grandma used to say, they were all done up. They had these fancy cowboy boots on and these, I guess they're called sundresses. I'm not making this up. They barely covered the cheeks of their posterior.
Yeah.
And then full makeup. I mean, and full glamour shop makeup, hair extensions, bedazzled hats. This ain't the country music fans you find at the Boaz Bar, you understand?
You're right. It's people who have a cowboy hat and cowboy boot fetish.
This is another breed of cat. It's another breed of cat. So, I encountered someone at the terrace over the weekend, and she was wearing a hat, a particular hat, which I had not seen in the wild before. I'll get into it tomorrow. We're gonna build a whole segment around it, so don't miss this tomorrow. Anyway, it's 13 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go. This or that, this or that. Then, of course, the choice is yours. You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that. Time once again for What's Worse. No prize money to give away. No prizes per se involved, but it is your chance to have your voice heard across all 11 stations on the old Civic Media Radio Network. No better place to advertise than Civic Media. Join us at civicmedia.us to find out how you could join us here. Sponsor one of the shows. For my money, up and down the dial, no better. There are stations that might be equal, especially within the Civic Media family. There ain't no better station, you understand, than WGBW 97.9 FM right here in Green Bay, 1590 AM on your dial. Great shows originate out of here, like Pete Schwabba and Nightlight. He'll be in a little bit later tonight to make sure I'm not monkeying around with his business here at the studios in Green Bay. You've got Rational Revolution with our friend Mark Becker on Saturday. He's got the Dr. Kristen Lyerly show on the weekend. You've got, help me out, Zomers, the Weekend Wisco show.
Yeah, New Wisco Weekend.
Thank you. No, New Wisco Weekend with Lisa Hale and Terry Barr and others.
Am I missing anybody?
And of course, Mino and the Mayor every morning here in Green Bay and Oshkosh between 6 and 9. So it's great people up here. They're always welcoming. They let me crash on the sofa. No, not really. But they do have showers here. They're great folks, and we appreciate them so very much. So get involved. Get involved and advertise and sponsor one of these great programs or one of our other civic media programs as well. All right, Zomers, timely indeed, as Mike Lucas says. I've been driving back and forth here the last 24 hours between Green Bay and Shawano. No, it's Shawano. Highway 29 and the Green Bay area, I think one of the first places in the state of Wisconsin to really embrace the roundabout. The roundabout. Other people, not so much. So, the question of the day in what's worse, roundabouts or traffic lights? What's worse, roundabouts or traffic lights?
To me, it's easy.
855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. You could also text us on the Civic Media app. If you don't have it, download it today for free. It takes less than a minute. It's free. It's what Gail King calls a deal over at CBS. Go to your Apple or Android device. Go to the search bar on your app store. Type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C Media. It'll pop up, and there you go. The Civic Media app. Get it today. All right, Zomers, roundabouts or traffic lights? Roundabouts or traffic lights? What's worse? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Tony, on watching this on YouTube, don't forget you can join us on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Twix, whatever you want to call it. Tony on YouTube says, love roundabouts. So efficient. Boo on traffic lights. Steve in Milwaukee listened on WAUK. Traffic lights, especially the long ones, are worse. Cam listening in Appleton says, worked for the Department of Transportation. Roundabouts are statistically better and safer. If you can't manage a roundabout, then I don't think you should handle anything more dangerous than a child's play shopping cart. Wow, that's a hot take from Cam. What's worse, roundabouts or traffic lights? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Christy, listening on WCFW, The Tap over in beautiful Eau Claire, says traffic lights are worse. Traffic comes to a stop. Traffic circles keep things moving along. Ben, listening on WRCE in beautiful Richland Center in the Driftless, says roundabouts are way, way faster. I don't know why people are so mystified about how they work. All right, very good. Appreciate that. Also, Christine Eau Claire, a big shout out to Pat Kreitlow earlier for letting Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls know there was a storm a-brewing. Bunch of us went out and closed our car windows. Thank you so much. They're very good. See, that's the kind of guy, if you can't be here, the kind of guy you want to fill in your chair for you is a guy like Pat Kreitlow. A, he's just a great guy. And B, he is a broadcaster. You understand? A broadcaster.
And it really shows, you know, he was in the legislature because he cares about the people. You can tell he still does because, you know, he's giving out weather alerts.
Absolutely. Great job, Pat. We appreciate that. What's worse, roundabouts or traffic lights? 855-752-4842. Mike, listening in Sun Prairie on WMDX out of Madison, says, love roundabouts. Hate traffic lights. They save time and they save gas. Also, John in Oshkosh, listening on WISS, says, as long as people follow the yield sign and don't treat it as an automatic stop sign, roundabouts work fine. Yield to the left and stay in your lane. Easy. Let's see here. Nan in Brookfield says traffic lights are worse. Can sit there idling when there is no cross traffic in sight. Roundabouts much better and more efficient. Nan in Brookfield. Appreciate you listening, Nan, on WAUK. Mark in Prairie du Sac. Yes, the rock band had a song, Roundabout.
Yeah, he stole my thunder. Roundabout by Yes. I was going to play it in the next segment. I still will.
Well, we still can. Yeah, absolutely. I know Troy's the line. Troy, hold. I know we're coming up on a break here, so do a little business, as we say. Come back, take Troy's call, and maybe yours as well. Give us a jingle, 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse, roundabouts or traffic lights? Don't go anywhere. We're live from Green Bay on WGBW, and Kreitlow's right. I like to take it right into the end of the All Ball Show.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
The Joint Finance Committee was leaked that they intend to cut $87 million from the UW system budget. And so we put this out on our socials last night. And today, the Joint Finance Committee decided to pull that from the agenda. Because apparently, from what I'm told, Republican legislators got a lot of calls. When the truth is disseminated and people react, results can happen.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station. And on the app.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Todd Allbaugh Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 22 minutes now past the hour of 3 o'clock. Live from Green Bay, Wisconsin today. The heart of WGBW, our great station up here in Green Bay, Wisconsin. It's a great community, great town. If there's so much to do besides the Packers, but we can't ignore the Packers either. I was staying at one of the beautiful Hampton Inns here in Green Bay last night, and I got up this morning to have a little breakfast. And there was a lovely couple, one of these people, a young couple, and you think, well, I'll see, that gives you hope for humanity. I don't know if they were even out of their 20s yet. They were probably mid to late 20s, and they had a little boy, I believe, who could not have been more than 1.5, 2. And this kid was well-demeanored, and you could tell it was probably because the way the parents treated them, and they were healthy zomers. This couple, this man and this woman, they were eating. You know, here Todd was eating the mini waffles and the overly sweet lemon poppy seed muffin and coffee, and this couple is having yogurt and milk and an apple, and they're all very happy. Well, it turns out that I overheard him talking to another family of about 6 people, the grandparents and the kids and the grandkid. They were all here in town to see the Packers Hall of Fame and go to Lambeau Field. And the one couple with a little kid. They're from Detroit. And they said, well, we're actually Detroit Lions fans. But you know what? We were passing through and on this trip, and we thought, we're in Green Bay. There's so much history. We want to come and see it. And I thought, right there, that's what the Packers symbolize and the Green Bay Packers organization. And how cool is it that the economic engine driver that are the Green Bay Packers, it's so much more than sports. So anyway, it's just, and as we've talked before with Mino and the mayor, there's a great entertainment and art center here. The downtown is being revitalized. You've got a Bay Beach Park, all kinds of great things here in Green Bay. So do yourself a favor and check out Green Bay this summer. Many thanks to all the staff here at WGBW. All right, right now we're right in the middle of what's worse, roundabouts or traffic lights? Roundabouts or traffic lights? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Also, yes, shout out to Mark and the Sack and Zombers. It was called The Rock Band, the saying Roundabout?
No, the band is Yes, and the song is Roundabout.
I like that. Roundabouts? Yes. Or Yes, saying about roundabouts. Roundabouts or traffic lights, what's worse? 855-752-4842. Let's go to the phone lines. Our friend Troy, listening to Mount Horeb on WMDX. Troy, thanks for holding. Roundabouts or traffic lights, what's worse?
I thought I was going to be arguing with people because my circle, they like traffic lights better, I guess. But they actually just dislike roundabouts. But I love them. I think they're anytime you can get rid of a stop sign or a stoplight, they're awesome.
Yeah, you know, I tend to agree with you, Troy. I mean, I'm not sure I was hot on them right at first, but what happened was those people listen to the show, I've taken a lot of trips over the years to El Salvador and San Salvador, where down there, I think like in some parts of Europe, it's just a common thing. And in El Salvador, right, they have like they're huge ones. It's like six lane roundabouts, and in it, it's like a fair ride. You got to go in there and you got to fight, and you got to know it. It's fantastic. It's like driving the Daytona 500.
Aren't they like that in London too?
I think I've never been to London, but yeah, I've heard somewhere. But yeah, I got used to driving in those. And I come back here and just a standard roundabout, that's nothing. It's a lot of fun. So appreciate
it. I love them. They're easy. I love them. They're great.
Thanks, Troy. I appreciate the call. Have a great day up there, beautiful Mount Horeb. 855-752-4842. What's worse, roundabouts or stoplights, traffic lights? Connie, listening on WMDX in Madison, says roundabouts are better if everyone follows the rules. Also a new listener on WISS. Thank you very much for listening. I believe, Zomers, is the paperwork done? Well, there is a rumor that Jane Matner, Greg Bach, and I are taking a road trip to WISS area in Oshkosh. I hope to goodness it's true. But a new listener on WISS says traffic lights are the worst. People can't text going through roundabouts. That's really good. It's hard to text, right, if you're going through a roundabout. Thanks for listening to us. Brand new listener there in Oshkosh. We'll be up there soon. Come out and say hi. Ollie in the North Woods right now on the line. Let's go to the phone lines, 855-752-4842. Ollie, roundabouts or traffic lights, what's worse?
Traffic lights are definitely the worst. And here in the United States, we have roundabouts with just a few lanes. We lived in Paris when I was younger. And the roundabouts had like 10 or 12 different avenues coming off of them. So you had to get on there and know where you were going. And if you could do that, you should be able to do a simple two-lane roundabout here in the United States.
I love it. Thanks, Ollie. Have a great day up there in the North Woods. 855-752-4842. Let's keep it in Madison on WMDX. Adrian in Madison, thanks for calling. Roundabouts or traffic lights, Adrian, what's worse?
I think the roundabouts are way worse. The statistics you cited saying that you get lesser accidents with traditional traffic signals or with roundabouts, I should say, is true. But you got to break that down a little farther. You get fewer traffic accidents with traditional intersections. But the thing is, you completely disregard the interests of bicyclists and motorcyclists because they just get slaughtered in roundabouts.
Right. That's a great point, Adrian. Thanks for calling. Have a great day there in Madison. Yeah, I mean, roundabouts, no place for a biker. You want to have someplace else for them to go quickly. Stephen Madison says, I think lights are necessary for busier, complicated intersections, though, but in general, they're worse. Zomers, what's worse?
Oh, yeah, traffic lights are worse. Way more dangerous.
Agreed, traffic lights are, in fact, worse. That's how we play it. Come on back. Wisconsin Watch is next. Don't go anywhere. News, weather, sports, and agricultural updates next. Across Wisconsin, the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Officer. The city of Philadelphia has implemented a contingency plan as nearly 10,000 city workers went on strike early Tuesday morning. Until a deal is reached, the strike will impact several services around the city, including trash pickup and 911 calls. The suspect in Sunday's deadly ambush of Idaho firefighters has been identified as a 20-year-old man from Arizona. Officials say Wes Rowley may have been living in his car but had no criminal record. This neighbor says it happened where she hikes for exercise.
I'm just in shock that why this individual picked, of all places, Canfield Mountain in Coeur d'Alene to do this kind of thing, especially to ambush firefighters that are only doing their job.
Officials have identified the deceased as 42-year-old Battalion Chief Frank Harwood and 52-year-old Battalion Chief John Morrison. 47-year-old engineer Dave Tisdall underwent two successful surgeries for his gunshot wounds and is in critical condition. This is ABC News.
A new contract for Bobby Portis. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks reached a deal over the weekend for 30-year-old Bobby Portis to remain in Milwaukee. It's a three-year contract worth $44 million. They've also made an offer to 23-year-old guard Ryan Rollins to stay with the team. Baseball, a travel day for the Brewers. They play the Mets tomorrow night. The Crew losing 4-3 in extra innings after Trevor McGill gave up a game-tying home run to former Brewer Orlando Arcia in the ninth.
Yeah, obviously, I mean, everybody's a big leaguer for a reason. And, you know, their season's obviously not going the way they want it to, but, you know, they still got 19 wins on the board, and one of them was today. So it is what it is, and, you know, fix it and move forward.
The Rockies' Kyle Farmer.
Our record isn't very good, obviously. We're just taking day by day, and for us to come back and keep fighting is a positive. We just got to keep doing that and take the positives out of a win and just kind of slowly get back to it.
That's Rockies' infielder Kyle Farmer with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. During a recent appearance at Fuel Fest, Vin Diesel said he recently spoke with a Universal executive who asked him if they could do another Fast and Furious film, to which the actor said yes, but on three conditions. The conditions were to return the filming to production-starved L.A., embrace the purity of street racing once again, and to have his buddy Paul Walker make an appearance in the film. Walker passed away in 2013 after a high-speed car crash at just 40 years old. Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez's $50 million wedding was the talk of the weekend, but the talk wasn't all good. Charlize Theron spoke during her fifth annual African outreach project in L.A. and said to the crowd, "I think we might be the only people not invited to the most talked-about wedding," at which point the Mad Max Fury Road star said, "That's okay, because they suck and we're cool." Two very different events, but a lot less collagen and steroids at Theron's event. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A stray shower storm this evening, otherwise mostly clear and a low in the upper 50s tonight. Sunshine and warmer for tomorrow, high in the low 80s. Another slight storm chance Wednesday and Thursday. A little more humidity as well, highs into the mid-80s. It's 67 right now.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
This is what I love, Madison. There's so many weird things. Bennett's Meadowwood Country Club, which is a bar and not a country club, they have an event called Smut and Eggs. You show up for eggs and you watch a porn film while you eat breakfast. I have trouble watching a PG-13 movie when I eat breakfast. It's more of a dinner thing, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe a nice group orgy and some pasta.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Indy Duttagupta, he is with the Center for Law and Social Policy.
The Trump administration's agenda is reducing economic growth. The programs that they're proposing cutting, like Medicaid and SNAP, especially for kids, actually more than pay for themselves. So we are really looking at a tough long-term economic outlook entirely created by the current policymakers.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Pat Kreitlow.
On Tuesday, Hans Breitenmoser on whether the corn will be knee-high by the 4th of July, plus Dan Schaefer from the recombobulation area.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 35 minutes now past the hour of 3 o'clock. Glad to have you along on a Monday, June 30th, 2025. I am live here at our studios in downtown Green Bay, Wisconsin. WGBW, glad to have you along. Back at the world headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin on State Street right now. We are joined by our next guest from Wisconsin Watch, the great publication. You can find all of their work at wisconsinwatch.org. That's wisconsinwatch.org. Joining us right now via StreamYard from the Madison studios are Noe Goldhaber and also Maggie Schreiner. And we're glad to have both of them along. Folks, welcome to the program. I understand this is your debut here on Civic Media. That's very exciting for us.
Yeah, we're excited to be here.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, absolutely. I always like to start with tell us a little bit about yourself. Noe, let's go ahead and begin with you. How did I understand you recently started with Wisconsin Watch? What were you doing before that? And what led you, what made you passionate about wanting to get into journalism?
Yeah, sure. So before that, I'm a student at UW. I'm going to graduate in spring of 2026.
So, oh, really? Wow, that's fantastic.
Yeah, so Maggie and I, or I guess Maggie's an intern for a little longer, but I'm an intern for the summer. And I do a lot of work with our student publication on campus, the Daily Cardinal. And I think I started kind of freshman year of college, kind of getting into journalism, reporting on like student government, what's going on campus, and always just loved journalism as a way to like be engaged in the community and understand what was going on campus. So that was the beginning.
And where did you grow up at?
I grew up in Milwaukee.
Beautiful Milwaukee. Very good. Love Milwaukee. A great city. And Maggie, how about your similar question? Where'd you grow up and what led you to this and where what are you doing right now?
Yeah, I'm originally from Grand Rapids, Michigan, actually. So I've only been in Wisconsin for going on to my fourth year in Wisconsin. Came here for the School of Journalism at UW-Madison. And similar to Noe, I've worked my way up the ranks of a student publication and yeah, I'm excited to be here, be at Wisconsin Watch, and be in the Capitol reporting.
So are both of you associated with the Cardinal as well?
No, I'm with the Herald, the Herald.
Competing.
Yeah, we're competitors.
Look at that. I love it. Well, I want to just take a – I've talked about it on this show before, and last year during the student protests on campus, some of the best journalism – and most accurate information was coming from student journalists. And I even said, I hate to even put the precursor student in front of it. You guys are just journalists. And I think that the Cardinal and the Herald go, I'll use the pun, unheralded far too often because you all are doing great work there. And the J School at Madison is one of the finest in the country. So I just want to say thank you to both of you and your publications because you're doing great work.
Thanks.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, Matt DeFore will give me angry texts if I don't say, also Wisconsin Watch is doing great work as well. But how cool is that? And it just shows you how forward-thinking DeFore is in Wisconsin Watch. Hey, let's kind of get some of these young journalists now and bring them on board and grow this because you want youthful energy, which is why Zomers hangs around just to make me look better. I think that's great. All right, enough of this silliness. Let's get into some of this, what you guys were working on this weekend. When last we left our listeners on Friday, the Joint Finance Committee had been scheduled to meet at 10. Then it got pushed back to 2. Then it got pushed back to 4. And then the boys just said, let's go out for a drink. We'll come back later. And apparently they finally did come back late into the evening.
Yeah, so they started after 10 p.m. on Friday and went just, I think, right before midnight. And, you know, they originally intended on finishing the budget up Friday. And, you know, that was what they were saying. That was what their, you know, original notice said. But they ended up actually not even finishing and missing some of the big ticket items like the capital budget, UW system, child care, health services.
Yeah. Noe?
Yeah, now those items seem to be on the agenda for tomorrow at 9 a.m. So there's still kind of a movement to get a deal between the Senate, Assembly, and Governor. So we look forward to see if that happens, and we'll be ready to cover kind of the remaining areas of the budget that have yet to come out of committee.
Now, this is interesting. I saw this over the weekend on social media. I just wondered, in either one of your reporting, things that you're hearing right now, Bill McCosken, former Secretary of Commerce and also Chief of Staff under former Republican Governor Tommy Thompson, is still very connected. He's a lobbyist now. I heard him talking, as they say, on another network. But he actually was saying over the weekend that the budget process or the budget negotiations never actually broke down. There was all this hoopla. Oh, the governor said and Robin Voss said we're not talking to each other. But McCosken claims that was not the case. That's been going back and forth. McCosken also claims that Steve Noss is ready to cut a deal because I'm not sure. There's a guy, Mike Mickelson, who is his chief of staff, who basically is the real senator. My words, not yours. McCosken's saying is there's a deal with Noss ready to get on board. And he's saying that this child care issue, which is a huge issue for the state of Wisconsin, and many of our listeners, that the governor is going to get part of that. That Voss is going to give the governor at least part of what he wants on the child care issue. Have either one of you heard that there may be a deal in the works, or is that just McCosken talking big?
You know, I haven't heard specifically on that, but I do know that there have been efforts to approve some of what, you know, Governor Evers wants, notably child care, because he's made it pretty clear throughout the budget process that he's not going to sign a budget that doesn't include increased funding to child care. That's been one of his, you know, biggest items on this budget, and it's the year of the kid in his words. So I wouldn't be surprised if that were the case, but I'm hesitant to say whether that's true or not, because I haven't heard from my sources personally. But
sure. Noe?
Yeah, I would agree with Maggie. I haven't heard specifics to that degree from any of our sources, but I will say that the Republican line has been that they want an assurance from Evers that they're going to get a tax cut in the final budget. And when, I guess, budget negotiations initially broke down in early June, Evers' office was saying, you know, we agreed to a tax cut, but it wasn't, you know, of the degree that the Republicans wanted, and they weren't giving us enough for the funding for education and childcare that we wanted. So I think it seems to be that there could be Evers has agreed to a tax cut or can agree to a tax cut, but where those other pieces of the deal come, I'm not really sure.
Yeah. We're talking with Noe Goldhaber. Haber or Haber? I'm sorry.
Haber.
Haber. All right. Thank you very much. It's when you get old, you forget, so I like to write it down. So Noe Goldhaber and also Maggie Schreiner here on the show there from Wisconsin Watch. So I know you guys have been looking at the budget and writing a little bit about this in conjunction with other things. I'm not sure which one of you wants to go first, but what's something you guys have been working on right now at Wisconsin Watch?
Yeah, I can start. So I guess this is budget related, as is a lot of my work right now, but I'm looking in to Medicaid in particular and full Medicaid expansion in the state of Wisconsin, especially what's at play with federal funding and the big beautiful bill, as President Trump has named it. So kind of looking at how, you know, in the past Wisconsin has not accepted full expansion of Medicaid, full federal expansion of Medicaid, and, you know, part of the reasoning for Republicans in Wisconsin not accepting that is because they're they're worried that, you know, one day the federal government would pull the rug out from underneath the states, and the states would end up having to pay a lot more to cover individuals that, you know, qualify under full expansion. So I've been looking at that and kind of what's going on with this current budget cycle, what would be at risk, what wouldn't be at risk if, you know, this federal bill is passed, as, you know, and limits Medicaid in states, and, you know, whether or not, you know, if states pass it, if Wisconsin were to pass full Medicaid expansion now before the beginning of 2026, you know, how much money they would lose compared to not passing it. So I've been doing some research into that and kind of understanding the broader, more holistic view of what's going on with full Medicaid expansion, because it's a pretty in-depth topic and there's a lot of facets to it. So
there really are. I mean, it's one of those things, you go down a rabbit hole, and then, you know, I would think that for a journalist, any journalist, but it's like, okay, how do I take all this and put it down there in digestible parts for the average reader who is not going to sit there and read through this or pay attention to it like other folks might.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Yeah. It's so, been a long process.
Lots of coffee, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
And Noe, what have you been working on right now at Wisconsin Watch?
I think the larger project has been some of the budget coverage that we've been doing. So kind of looking into the budget motions, comparing that to what was in Evers' budget, and just trying to get really digestible information about what's going on with the budget. And Maggie and I have been working on a lot of that together. I think areas that I've been watching specifically are probably education related. So some DPI, Department of Public Instruction, and then also looking into UW system. I know you did some reporting on a proposed potential cut to the UW system, and that seems to be kind of a sticking point in budget negotiations every year that the UW system budget comes up. So yeah, looking into those kind of topics within the budget has been what I've been focused on.
And yeah, I mean, to your point, again, they had on the agenda, Joint Finance Committee did last week, the University of Wisconsin system budget. I know it's, you know, universities or what is it called? Wisconsin Universities, Wisconsin, I don't know.
Universities of Wisconsin is what they,
yes,
is what they have.
Yes, thank you. Now. I'll always call it a system because, you know, that's always what it's been up until like the last year or so. But that was on the agenda, and then they decided to punt, and they just keep putting it off and off. Again, it's going to be interesting. Some of the things that I've heard is that the consensus may be, in order to get a budget passed, that they just maintain funding at or near the current budget levels. They're not going to get the big $87 million cut. They're not also going to get any increases, but the compromise might be to essentially leave it where it's at. Have either one of you heard any new information you're reporting on that?
I don't have any new information on that.
Yeah, it's Maggie?
Yeah, I mean, kind of the same with Noe. I think that a lot of these conversations have been kind of happening in closed caucus, so it'll be interesting to see what they're ultimately going to do, possibly tomorrow. You know, I think that there have been rumors out there, whisperings of trying to, you know, negotiate reforms to possibly increase funding, but that's, you know, we'll see what actually happens there.
Let me ask you this, because I just love having young journalists on. I like talking to young people in general just because it gives me a sense of the future, right? What you guys both decided to go into journalism. Do you think that for people in your age group, your social group, do you have to – I know this isn't the mission necessarily of Wisconsin Watch, but do you guys think of things in terms of, okay, how am I going to connect with my friends that get most of their news on TikTok? Or do you think that there is what I would consider legacy media type of appetite for your generation, knowing then Maggie?
That's a good question. You know, I do know a lot of people that, you know, resort to social media for a lot of their news. I also know a lot of people who do, you know, go the typical news route still. I think I've noticed a lot of bigger, like, news organizations like Wisconsin Watch often, you know, have social media channels that they share bite-sized previews of stories, et cetera. So
right.
I think that's...
Well, you're both doing great work. I appreciate you coming on. Best of luck. We'll have you back soon. You can check out the work at wisconsinwatch.org. Noe Goldhaber and Maggie Schreiner, thank you so much for being on. We appreciate you both. Have a great day.
Thank you so much. Bye.
All right. Thank you. Come on back. We'll wrap up the show for Green Bay after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
It's National Handshake Day, but I find the idea that you just meet someone and you're holding a body part of theirs kind of odd. Hello, stranger. I'd like to squeeze your hand. Let's have an intimate act here. I have no idea where it's been or how you choose to use your hand in your spare time, but I'd like to hold it for a while. Unless it's a friend. Look, I don't know why we have to touch each other when we barely know each other.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Madam Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway from the fabulous city of Madison.
A lot of people say, I don't like politics. It's all dirty and angry and blah, blah, blah. It's really about caring about your community, finding a way to, like, bring it back to people talking to each other.
Yeah.
About what is important in our place and how do we take care of each other and use the levers of government to do that. That's really what it's about.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
The Elder Care Locator is here to help you live your best life as you age at home. Our call center advisors are ready to connect you with trustworthy local experts. Help is just a phone call away at 1-800-677-1116.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on WLAKradio.com/contest-terms. Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. With us, Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back to the Tahlo Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, where it is now 8 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock. At the top of the hour, ABC, CBS, or James Kelly News, depending upon which of our great stations you're listening to, followed by a check of weather. Our great sports reporter, Mike Clemens. Talk about a guy getting it done. Was in the Brewers series over the weekend. The Brewers dropped one yesterday, I believe, in extra innings, but a well-fought game. Clemens is always getting it done. He'll have the latest for you on sports around the state of Wisconsin. Jordan Love got married yesterday. I'm not sure if Clemens was there, but wouldn't that be something? Clemens will give you the details on the Jordan Love reception, if he was there. No, he's not that. He's a reporter. He's not going to go to a private event and report on it unless they tell him he can. Anyway, Clemens will be here just down the street. We're here in Green Bay reporting today, doing the second hour of the show from our great studios at WGBW here in downtown Green Bay, Wisconsin. And then it's going to be the Maggie Dawn Show from 4 until 6, followed by an all-new edition of Pete Schwabba and Nightlight with Conrad, just feet from where I'm sitting right now, the great Pete Schwabba, followed by Robert Pilot and Native Roots Radio, and then it will be Rick Smith across America. want to do this. Pat Kreitlow earlier, again, many thanks for him for hosting the first hour of the show today. For our listeners on WCFW The Tap in Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley area, a special weather statement from the National Weather Service, a strong thunderstorm will impact eastern Dunn, Eau Claire, southeastern Barron, Chippewa, south-central Chippewa, correct pronunciation, south-central Rusk and northeastern Pepin counties until 4 p.m. At 3:02, train spotters reported a strong thunderstorm near Fall Creek, moving to the east at 30 miles per hour, strong winds, and perhaps nickel-sized hail. Looking at the weather radar right now, we can see a strong cell just to the north of Eau Claire right now, also a cell between Eau Claire and Marshfield. All of this appears to be moving off to the northeast, I believe, right now. So again, for those areas in the WCFW listening area, a strong thunderstorm, not technically severe right now, but a strong thunderstorm in that area. So be aware of that. Otherwise, scattered showers, maybe for our listeners on WBZH, Buzz the North in the Hayward area right now, just north of Hayward, actually, between Hayward and Duluth, a few showers right now. And also around La Crosse area, a couple of showers, just south of Wausau, a shower as well. But otherwise, 85 degrees, little humidity. It's summertime in the state of Wisconsin. All right, Sommers, something big happened on this date in 1908. Get this, today is Asteroid Day, because Earth saw the largest asteroid in recorded history on this date 117 years ago.
I did not know that.
Republican Teddy Roosevelt was president on June 30th, 1908. And I'll mess this up, but it says when the Tunguska, I think that's right, Tunguska asteroid, named for a nearby river, exploded over a Siberian forest. The asteroid was 70 yards across and zipping along at 9 miles per second. It exploded 5 miles above the ground, so no crater was seen. But the force was 250 times greater than the atom bomb dropped on Hiroshima. The shockwave flattened trees in an 830-square-mile area and knocked people down and broke windows hundreds of miles away. Here's the thing. It could, keyword could, happen again. However, today's telescopes find near-Earth objects early, and we have the know-how to use spacecraft with explosives to alter the path of objects on a collision course with Earth. Unless funding cuts eliminate those programs. How about that? As if we didn't have enough to worry about with spending cuts in D.C., What if they get rid of the technology to stop asteroids, Zalmers?
Who knows? You know? And I had read about this event. I just forgot it was on this
day. Had you really?
Yeah. A while ago, I did a bunch of research into some of the biggest just explosions and asteroids and stuff. And it's insane how many trees got destroyed and how, at most, 3 people died.
That's crazy.
With this enormous explosion just because the area was so sparsely populated. Instead, you know, like 80 million trees got destroyed, but only 3
not
people.
Not a good day to be a tree on this date back in 1908. Wow. As Johnny Carson liked to say, I did not know that. So on this day back in 1908. Again, big shout out to stepmom Mary Alba on her 80th birthday. Great. And by the way, she's doing fantastic. Spry, gets around, sharp as a tack in the old the head area. See, she's doing great. So many, many happy birthdays, many more for her. And regards to her, happy birthday, Mary. Have a great day there for the rest of the day on this 30th of June. Tomorrow on the program, big holiday edition of What's Worse, ketchup or mustard? I don't want to get into it, Sommers, but we'll discuss ketchup or mustard. Also going to continue on following what's going on big budget week. Donald Trump now saying that he's okay if Congress, don't meet his artificial deadline of July 4th. He just wants it done. But they're in this big vote, Lollapalooza, whatever they call it now. Votorama, you say Rama, I say Rama, you say tomato, I say tomato. Anyway, they're doing a big Votorama out there in D.C., And it ain't no good at all, to put, just as my grandma used to say. Because what's coming out of D.C. right now is going to be absolutely catastrophic for healthcare in the state of Wisconsin. Call Ron Johnson. Call your Republican House members and tell them to vote no on this really bad bill. Also going to see if the Joint Finance Committee meets. There is a deadline of today on that. Looks like that's going to be extended. Many thanks to Pat Kreitlow, Trigby Olson, State Senator Kelder Royce, also Maggie Schreiner and Noe Goldhaber from Wisconsin Watch. Zomer is doing a great job as always. Back in Madison tomorrow. Many thanks to all the folks here at WGBW as well. Maggie, Dawn is next. Todd Allball, say whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. We'll see you tomorrow.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Stephanie Officer. Jury deliberations are expected to continue today at former music mogul Sean Diddy Combs' sex trafficking trial in New York. Jurors getting the case Monday. ABC's Aaron Katursky.
The eight men and four women are deciding whether Combs ran a criminal enterprise with employees who prosecutors said serviced the defendant's every desire through a methodical pattern of violence, coercion, and manipulation, procured drugs, and stocked hotel rooms with baby oil and lubricant. Combs has denied all the charges, and the defense argued his employees were simply buying items for a celebrity boss, telling the jury, you know, I don't expect that we're going to see Beyonce in CVS.
The winner of New York City's Democratic mayoral primary between progressive Zoran Mamdani and former Governor Andrew Cuomo is likely to be finalized today when the city's Board of Elections announces the next round of results. Mamdani already declared victory on election night after gaining a commanding lead over Cuomo, who quickly conceded. This is ABC News.